I'm just riding around, so I thought I would do a quick podcast with you guys. I don't know. I'm just, like, riding around, like, so many emotions going through my mind right now. You know, but I'm here to talk to you guys about it all, as usual, because, you know, I try to tell you guys everything, even though yesterday I couldn't really tell you all of it, and I still can't tell you all of it today, but I'm just frustrated right now. I'm upset, I'm pissed off, I'm feeling all these different emotions that I wish were just not there. I don't know. I just feel like, I don't know anymore. Sometimes I just don't know what to think about my situation. It's just like, I love him so much, you know, and I want everything to work out between him and I. I want me and him to get to a good space where we can finally take the next step in our relationship, but it just, sometimes I just don't know what's going to happen. It's scary. Like, I don't know what's going to happen between him and I. Like, I don't know if it's going to work out the way I want it to or if it's going to fall apart, you know? That's, like, a frustrating thing that I have to deal with sometimes that I don't want to deal with. It's, like, super frustrating when you care about somebody so much and you love them so much and all you want to do is make it work. But at the same time, it's, like, keep having these roadblocks in the middle of the relationship that keep blocking it from going where it could go, and then the roadblocks get removed, and then they get put right back up again. So I don't know what to think anymore, and I'm just tired. Quite frankly, I'm just tired. Like, I don't know. Like I said, I've never been in love before. I don't even know how it works. I've never felt like this about anybody in my life to this extent, and it's like, I'm finally here. I'm finally in a good place. And I hate when I have to keep questioning, like, what's going to happen next. You know? I don't know what to think. And, like I said, yesterday, you know, he has a lot going on right now. Like, his grandmother just passed away. And I understand that. And I tried to be here for him all weekend. But, you know, he has other things going on in his life as well. And so, like I said, I tried to be here for him. I'm trying my hardest. But it's kind of hard sometimes when a person will let you in, but they won't let you in all the way. Or when they don't communicate properly. Because I feel like sometimes I communicate with him better than he communicates with me. So it's like I'm trying to get him to communicate better with me. I'm trying to get him to, you know, work on some things. And we've come a long way, but we still need some more work, of course, because we're human. But I'm just kind of frustrated because I don't really know how to deal with everything. Like, I'm trying to deal with it all, but at the same token, I'm tired. Like, what more can I do? I feel like I'm giving everything I have to this situation. But at the same time, I'm getting burnt out and I'm getting tired because I don't know what else I can do. So, you know, I reached out to him this morning through a text and I tried to tell him how I felt. So I'm guessing he's at work. I really don't know because I know he took the last couple of days off due to his grandmother's death. So I didn't know if he went to work today or not. I'm guessing he's there because, I mean, he took like 2 or 3 days off. So I'm guessing he's at work. I really don't know. So I text him, okay, trying to reach out to make sure everything's good. So, of course, that was enough for me because he didn't respond back. So I called him and left him a voicemail. So now I'm just kind of waiting to hear back from him because I feel like I was kind of upset because I felt like, you know, I was worried about him yesterday because we talked a little bit, but then some of the times throughout the day we didn't talk. We were supposed to hang out this weekend, but it didn't end up happening. So I'm reaching out to him to make sure he's good. You know, sometimes he's not good at communicating. So that's why today I sent him a voicemail to let him know how I felt.
he's probably mad at me because sometimes when I send him voicemails or text messages to tell him how I feel, he gets mad at me, and then he won't talk to me because he gets mad, and he might be mad at me. And if he is, like, oh, well, like, it's how I felt. So I just don't get how people think relationships and stuff, situations can work if there's no communication. Like, that's something I've always been big on, communication. Like, if you don't communicate with a person or text, call them, do what you need to do, how is something supposed to work out? You know what I'm saying? Like, there's no communication, there's no nothing, but you think that a situation is going to fix itself or it's going to do what it's supposed to do if you don't communicate with the person to let them know something. Like, that's the biggest thing. I don't understand how people operate like that. And they think a situation is going to, like, work without the other person not doing anything. So I'm just tired. That's how I feel right now. I'm just burnt out. I'm tired because I feel like a lot is happening this week. And I'm trying to be, like, a good person. I'm trying to be there for this person. But how can you be there for somebody if they won't fully let you in? How can you be there for somebody if their communication skills suck and they're not even trying? So I'm at this point where I don't know, guys. Like, you know how I feel. Like, I've been talking about this. Like, honestly, he inspired my Love Talk series. And I told him that. Like, I said, babe, you're the reason that I made Love Talk series, because from our situation, it made me want to do Love Talk series to help other people. But I also feel like right now I'm just hurting. I'm hurting for him because he's dealing with a lot. I'm hurting for our relationship because I feel like, you know, a conversation needs to be had, things need to be talked about, but they're not being talked about. You know, and I'm also mad because I feel like I'm always trying to fix everything. I never in my life feel like I've dated somebody or talked to somebody, or I just feel like every time I'm in a situation, I always got to be the bigger person. I always got to fix stuff. I always got to make sure things are right. And I just don't know what's going to happen. Like, you know, that's the tough thing about falling in love with somebody is you don't know what's going to happen. You don't know how it's going to end. You don't know how it's going to start. You don't know anything. So sometimes it's hard for me because when I don't hear from him, I don't know what to think. It makes me think he don't care. It makes me think he don't value me. It makes me think that he just don't want to be here. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know right now, guys, but I know that I'm tired. I'm frustrated. And I just don't know. I'm, like, literally riding around in my car right now trying to figure everything out. I don't know what to think. I don't know what to do. I mean, I guess I got to go back home because I do have to start working at 1 o'clock. But right now, I don't even feel good, you know? I don't even feel like I want to do anything, honestly. I just want to cry because I'm hurting right now, and I feel like he doesn't understand that I'm hurting. He doesn't understand how I feel. Like, I'm not even going to say a lie to you guys. I feel like popping up at his job to see if he's there because I want to be like, oh, so you're here, but you couldn't reach out to me. You know, I feel like doing that. I really do. But I'm not going to because I'm not that kind of chick. Yeah. I'm not that kind of female. Like, pop up at no man's house or job. But, yes. The way I'm feeling right now, I feel like popping up at his job to be like, is he there? Which he probably not, because even if he was there, he usually leaves about this time anyway, so I ain't gonna make myself look crazy. But that's what I feel like doing, because sometimes I feel like people will not communicate with you for no reason, when all the shit could have been resolved. My biggest issue is if people just communicated better and reached out better, shit like this wouldn't be happening. I wouldn't have to be worrying about you. I wouldn't have to be even thinking about popping up on your ass, because if you just reached out through a text or a phone call like normal people, shit could be resolved. But people don't like to do that, so this is how things get misconstrued, and this is how things get mixed up, because people don't know how to fucking communicate. So I'm saying all this to say that no relationship or situation is perfect. People go through things. People deal with things differently. You know, I don't know, guys. I don't even feel like going home. Well, personally, I probably won't go straight home. I think when I get back to my town, I'm just going to sit somewhere in a parking lot and just try to clear my head. Because I don't want to go back home just yet. I have 1,000 things going through my mind, and I don't want to sit in the house and be crying about shit that I can't change. So I probably won't go directly home. You know? So, you know, I don't know. I really don't. I wish I could read minds and know what people are thinking. But at the same time, like I told you guys, all I know is hurt. All I know is pain. And I've came a long way since I met him, but sometimes the stuff he does really makes me mad. Like, not everything he does pisses me off, but some stuff he does, it really pisses me off. Like, I'm human. Like, I get irritated and pissed off, too. But, yeah. It's so annoying how some people carry situations or how some people treat people and they don't even realize they're doing it. Or if they do, they just not used to being in a situation where they have to communicate. So I don't know. It is what it is, though. Like I said, I don't keep reaching out to people. So I've done what I had to do to reach out. It's up to him now. If he wants to call or text me, he knows my number. He can do so. But like I said, we wouldn't even be in this situation. Hey, he just communicated with me yesterday. But no, people don't want to do that. So, basically, yeah. But I'm just going to mind the business that pays me. Because that's what I get paid to do, minding my damn business. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to mind my business. And that's what I'm going to do. Let me mind my business. Let me do what I need to do for me and focus on me. I think it's the time I need. I don't know, guys. Like, I think I put so much of my focus on other people because I'm always feeling bad for other people and I'm always wanting other people to be good. But I need to start focusing on Sherelle. I guess I need to start focusing so much on outside people so much. I don't know. That's what I be feeling sometimes when I do so much for people and I feel like they don't appreciate it. So maybe I need to just focus more on myself and what makes me happy and stop worrying about other fucking people. So clearly the feelings aren't reciprocated. Clearly I care too much about people. They don't give two fucks about me. So, excuse my language throughout this podcast, guys. I'm just venting. I'm kind of mad right now. And you know I don't normally curse like that, so I do apologize. But I don't know. I thought I was going to title this Love Talk series, but this is Love Talk series / Sherelle is venting and being 100% honest with you. So I don't know what you want to call this, but I'm going to just try to enjoy the rest of my day. I can't worry about people. Like my mom used to always say, you got to choose to be happy whether it's not in your life or not. You got to put yourself first. You got to make sure you're happy and you got to focus on you. That's something that I always forget sometimes. Like, my mom is always drilling that in my head. She always telling me that you can't depend on other people for happiness. You got to be happy whether that person is in your life or not. So, my mom would always tell me, like, you know, I never depend on nobody for happiness but myself. So, it's something that I'm still learning and still trying to love myself and I'm still trying to figure me out. And that is something I got to work on. I do have to learn to love myself a little bit more. I do have to learn to make sure that I'm happy whether people are in my life or not. So, with that being said, I just have to learn to love me a little bit more and just focus on me. I do love my man. I do love my boo. But sometimes, you know, a girl got to focus on herself. And I feel like I said, when you've done all you can do, and I've genuinely tried to be there for this person, I've genuinely tried to help this person, I've genuinely tried to do all I can to be there for them and show them that I care, that I love them, and if they don't see it, then it's nothing more I can do. And if they do see it, they just don't respond, then I don't know. Like, I can't keep stressing over spilt milk. I can't keep worrying about things that are out of my control, you know? So, in this case, it's like, I do care about him. I do love him. I do want me and him to eventually, you know, establish something more. I do want me and him to get to a good space. But at the same time, I can't keep putting myself on the back burner for other people. I just can't keep doing it. Because then at the end of the day, it leaves me broken. It leaves me sad. It leaves me emotional because I put this person's needs before my own needs. You know, so, and I feel like that's what I'm doing now because I can see it. And it's like, Sherelle, you need to slow down and put yourself first, you know. As much as I want love and I want, you know, a happy family, a happy ending, you know, I can't have any of that if I'm not happy. I can't have any of that if I'm not in a good space. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know, guys. I don't know what's next. I don't know what the future holds for me, you know, but I do know that I'm going to keep giving you guys amazing content. And no matter what happens with my relationship, Love Talk is still going to be a part of me. Love Talk is still going to be recorded because I've seen the views I've gotten. I've seen the responses, and I feel like a lot of people love listening to Love Talk. They like what I have to say. So whether I have a boyfriend, don't have a boyfriend, whether I'm talking to somebody, not talking to somebody, Love Talk is still going to live on to me because I can still give you guys that advice. I can still give you guys things I've been through, things that I know that other people around me have been through. So Love Talk series will never die, regardless. I just want you guys to know that regardless of my situations and relationships, it's always going to be available. You know, I think, I'm so sorry, guys, I'm yawning. But the biggest thing that I'm taking away is that I can't be in control of other people or how they react to things or how they feel. I can only control how I react to things and how I feel about things. And, you know, some things people do, it hurts me. It does. But as long as I know I've been a great person and as long as I know that I've been here for people and that I've given all I have to people, then I know I've done the right thing. People may not always like my responses. They may not always like how I carry things. And he may not like the voicemail I sent him. He may not like the text I sent him. But it's how I felt in the moment. It's still how I feel. And it is what it is. Take it how you want to take it. If you're hurt, I don't know what to tell you. Because I feel like what people don't understand is that you can't treat the people that are good to you any kind of way. You can't treat the people that are there for you any kind of way. People got to understand that. You know, and I take a lot from people. I do. Before I finally snap, before I finally go off, I'll take a lot. And, you know, I'm not saying all this to bash him or make y'all think he's a bad guy, because he's not. He's an amazing dad. He's an amazing friend. He's an amazing everything. Trust and believe, he is. He's a great guy. But I do think in some aspects of our relationship, we need work, especially on the communication part. That's a big part for us. You know, so that really is a big deal for me, you know. And I'm not mad at him for posting a picture of his beautiful daughters, because I think his daughters are beautiful. They look just like their beautiful daddy or their handsome daddy. And I'm not mad at him for posting a picture of his daughters on Instagram. Like, that wasn't the issue. You know, I'm not mad about that. Post all the pictures you want of your kids or of whatever you want, because that is your page. The issue I had was the fact that I had been trying to reach out to him, okay? I was getting no response. But then I go on Instagram and see you post a picture 4 or 5 hours ago. So it's kind of like, you had time to post a picture, but you couldn't text or call me to reach out to me to let me know you were okay, to let me know what happened to you yesterday. You couldn't reach out to me to do anything. You know what I'm saying? So that's not, so I don't want anyone to sit here and think, oh, she's pissed off because you posted a picture on Instagram of his daughter. Like, no, I don't care about that. You know, I'm all for you posting a picture of your kids. I don't care. You can post 1,000 pictures of your baby. I really don't care. You know, I think his daughters are beautiful. You know, they're just like their daddy, you know. So I don't care that he posts a picture of his kids, but I just care about the fact that he just didn't reach out to me. That's what bugs me about people on social media. Like, you have a social media page, I get it, you can post what you want, but you know what I'm saying? But, like, when it comes down to, like, if you can't reach out to somebody before you post a picture, something is clearly wrong. That's all I'm saying, is that I think people in social media, people don't tend to realize that. They don't realize that. I need to park somewhere, guys, because I definitely have to do something. But, okay, I'm going to finish this podcast in the car with you guys right quick. Hold on. All right, I just parked. So, like I said, the issue is not that he posted a picture. The issue is that I feel like, you know, he could have easily just reached out to me. You know, I felt like, in my opinion, it was hurtful because it felt like, well, you saw me texting you yesterday. You saw me reaching out to you. I even texted you this morning reaching out to you to ask you what was going on with you. You didn't even respond, but you had time to post. So that was my issue. Like I said, I already know he's probably going to be mad at me, and that's why he hasn't responded, and that's fine. If he feels that way, he feels that way, but I said what I had to say. But like I said, I'm getting to the point where I'm too old. I can't chase behind nobody. I can't worry about that kind of stuff. You know, I'm so used to when things happen, I'm always chasing behind people, trying to fix everything, and I can't do that all the time, and I'm realizing that. Even if I wanted to, I just can't. You know, you can't fix everything. That's what I would tell myself. Sherelle, you can't fix everything. You can't make people do what you want them to do. You know, you can't change people. And that's just the reality, you know. So, with that being said, I don't know, guys. I really don't know. I'm honestly just tired of everything right now, and I really don't know. I don't know. But, you know, I'm going to keep you guys posted on whatever happens between me and him. I'll keep you guys posted. And like I said, in no way, shape, or form was this podcast episode made to bash him or make him look like a bad guy, because he's not a bad guy. He's a great guy. But I'm just being 100% with you guys, because I can't do these love talk series if I'm not real with you guys about my reality, about my situation. We're not perfect. We're human. And I just want you guys to see that and to know that. And I don't know. But I'll keep you guys posted. I have to pretty much end this because I got to pay some bills right quick. And I got to pay some bills right quick. And then I got to go home and start working for the rest of the day. And then I got to go pick my daughter up. So I have things to do for the rest of the day. But I'll definitely keep you guys posted. Peace and love.